Director Ziad Dueri got his start in movies in Hollywood, working on Quentin Tarantino films. When he began directing his own movies, Dueri drew on his real-life experience with violence as a child growing up in war-torn Beirut. His newest film is called The Attack. It's part love story, part politically charged mystery. At its heart is a happily married doctor, a Palestinian-Israeli living in Tel Aviv, whose perfect life is shattered when his wife is killed in a suicide bombing. It turns into a nightmare when he has to confront the unthinkable, that she is the bomber. Ziad Dueri, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Let's begin with your main character. His name is Dr. Amin Jafri. He is living this comfortable life. He's just won a big award for his work as a doctor. And suddenly everything changes when his wife dies. And he finds himself being interrogated by, you know, Israeli authorities because they figure he has to know something about what his wife was doing. Let's listen to a scene.
Tell me something, Dr. Jafri.
For the last 3 days since his arrest, they have been grilling him with questions because he's a prime suspect. And the interrogator tells him, how could a woman, very well established and very well integrated in Israeli society, with a lot of friends, most of them are Jews, can commit such a horrific act like that? And he tells him, your wife didn't just commit suicide bombing. She violated all the trust that Israel has in its Arab citizen. At that point in the film, the doctor is totally believing in his wife's innocence. So he's in denial, in perfect denial.
He was in a peculiar position as well. He is looking at forensic evidence, the kind of evidence that, as a doctor, he's been trained to trust.
But when you love somebody, you could deny. You could always come up with any explanation.
Well, you don't shy away from showing one bit of violence, and that is, we see her body concealed by a sheet that's actually quite shocking. Because
were you shocked when you saw the body?
I was very shocked. What you can see is there's only just half a body there.
Yeah. This is how it starts. This is the unraveling of this horrific crime.
There are a lot of shocking details about the attack. Small children were killed. We see a flashback of a little birthday party of very little kids. And so you do get this idea that she walked into a restaurant, could have looked around to see who was there and who was going to die with her. As he tries to figure this out, he heads for his own family's hometown, Nablus.
Right.
There is a moment where he is startled to find her viewed differently in Nablus. Let's just play the scene. So a little boy on the street is trying to sell him
paraphernalia, like cigarette lighters with Arafat, you know, little gizmos. The doctor says, look, I'm not interested to buy anything from you. He said, oh, come on, please, why don't you buy me something and I will give you this for free. And he shows him a little photograph of his wife. Amin Jafri, the doctor, sees posters of his wife glued all over the Nablus. And you know, in the Arab world, when you die as a martyr, they immediately hang posters of you on all the walls. He does not believe that his wife is a hero, while the Palestinian believe that, yes, she is a hero.
Yeah, there's this whole other picture of her. He's just left Israel, and he walks into a situation where he looks around, and there she is, beautiful pictures of her all around, and everybody in awe of her.
What is the saying, Renee? Someone's hero is another person's terrorist or someone's terrorist? I mean, if there is one topic in the world that divide people, that is probably the Middle Eastern conflict. It is so polarized. I'm trying to look at it from a different perspective.
Well, in the film, which it is very complicated, there are complex motives and whatnot, you do get the impression that the two sides, that they are fixed in their views. There's nobody except possibly Dr. Jafri who is trying to find some sort of truth or understanding of what's going on.
You know, Renee, I grew up in Beirut. I lived through many battles. The 1973, I was young, and 1982, the Israeli invasions, and 2006 between Hezbollah and Israel. And before I emigrated to the States in 83, I had my own very black and white views of the Israelis and the Jews in general. But you start to understand that no matter what you think, there are two perspectives. It's a long process that lasts many, many years of thinking and sitting down with a Jew at a university campus when I was in San Diego and debating and talking and then, you know, grabbing a coffee together and then having a cigarette together. And you start understanding that especially this conflict, above any other conflict, is very, very complex. I always try to look at it from a fair point of view. It's not easy because the reality is constantly reminding you that if you take one side, that means you're 100% against the other side.
Dr. Jaffery, he's still confused at the end, but he has some better understanding of why she might have done what she did.
Yes, he does, because he's still in love with her. You understand? I mean, the attack is a love story. And during the writing and the editing, when we start putting music and everything, we try to take the film away from the conflict and more into the love story. Did he understand everything about her? No. She gets buried with her mystery. We tried in earlier versions of the script to give her a reason. Because, you know, in film, you got to give your spectator some kind of a satisfying answer. And we find out the more we try to give her answers, the less the script was working.
What were the answers that didn't satisfy?
For example, we said, what if she did it because she screwed up her career? We said, what if she did it because her mother, while she was delivering her as a child, her mother died on an Israeli checkpoint? What if she's bipolar? And all those reasons were just making her one-dimensional. It would not work.
Now, the attack is banned in Lebanon, but is it possible that it will be shown in the Palestinian territories and Israel?
It is going to show in Israel, July 5th. I think the Palestinian territories must abide by the Arab League decision, which the Arab League asked all the 22 Arab countries to ban the film. So the film's actually not only banned in Beirut, in Lebanon, it's banned in all the Arab countries.
And your hope would be that the film would show in Lebanon and maybe at some point in other Arab countries.
I believe the film opens in the United States tonight. Tomorrow it will be in Beirut in pirated copy. So people are going to see it.
Well, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Ziad Dwary's new movie is called The Attack, and it opens in select theaters today, more widely later this summer. This is NPR News.